thunders uttered their voices, and when the seven thunders had uttered it will reveal the mysteries of the seven thunders in Revelation 10, which are the revelations contained in the seven seals. Is that clear? Is it clear? It will be this divinely revealed mystery truth that literally turned the hearts of the children to the apostolic fathers. Exactly so. What are the seven thunders? The mysteries contained in the seven seals. Is that clear? That is what the messenger says. The seven thunders are the mysteries that are contained in the seven seals. Amen. And if you want to know what the mysteries that are contained in the seven seals are, which he called the seven thunders, pick the book, the revelation of the seven seals. Amen. Many people said, well, seven seal was not revealed, then the book is wrongly titled. If the seven seal was not revealed, the seven seal was revealed. That is why the book is titled The Revelation of the Seven Seals. May God help us. I've always said, may I repeat, the importance of the baptism of the Holy Ghost to a true believer, it cannot be overemphasized, because that is the only thing that will make you to understand spiritual things. I don't care if you are in church where Jesus is pastor. Judas was there, but he doesn't have what it takes. Even those who he tutored for 3 years and 6 months, he still told them that when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you to all truth. Because they were all in the flesh for these 3 years and 6 months. May God help us. It was on the day of Pentecost that Christ himself came into the apostles. And the Holy Spirit still remained the Spirit of truth. The Bible says, they that in the flesh, there is no way they can understand spiritual things. I will read the Bible to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 tells us that. If you are in the flesh, no matter what is preached in your presence, you will never have a clear-cut understanding of that thing. Because spiritual things are spiritually designed. That is why Jesus was talking about new birth. He said, they that are in the flesh. He said, they that are in the flesh. You know, they understand things in the flesh. It takes those that are in the spirit to understand things of the spirit. What did Brother Brown call seven thunders? The mysteries contained in the seven seals. Amen. Did he reveal the mysteries contained in the seven seals? And where do you find them? The revelation of the seven seals. That is the book. You want to know what the mysteries are? Take that book and read it through. The seventh seal, many people said, well, it's just the coming of the Lord. It's just one of the statements of the prophet you are holding to. That is not just all. He told us that the seventh seal is like when something busted and you go into different things. He told us seventh seal, that seventh seal, he said, that is where he said it's the coming of the Lord. He said it is the third pool. You know what the third pool is? You know, the third pool is not limited to one thing. The third pool is the opening of the world. It is stopped there. I've had people say stop there. You are preaching it halfway. The third pool is the spoken word in the five times that he manifested. The prophet always referred to it. The speaking away the storm in Colorado. The speaking the storm away, the tumor away from the wife. And five times it happened. He called it the third pool. He also told us that this seventh seal is the tenth vision. Are you following me? What he called, he named it the third pool. Is something that continues. It has several things attached to it. Amen? He also told us that this seventh seal that we are saying is the open. He told us is the coming of the Lord. He told us is the third pool. He told us is the third vision. He told us there's something else in name. Several of them like that. God bless you, my brother. It's the end of everything. He covers the rapture, covers the millennium, covers the general resurrection, covers the renovation of the earth, covers the coming down of the four square city. He didn't nail it to one thing. The problem we normally have, we just hold to one thing. We say, this is what he said. We must follow him. Amen? There is a reason why I'm passing this way. You want to have perfect understanding of what the prophet said about the seven thunders. Take the revelation of the sealed book. Take that book. Study it through. You will see what he says about it. Amen. In one place he said, where the seventh seal was revealed, there is silence in heaven. Of course, I think that is where many people say, well, just nail it to is the coming of the Lord, which the Bible says, no. That is the only mystery remaining in the Bible. Because God said, nobody will know the day and the hour. It's just a portion of it. Do you know the prophet told us, I hope this time I preach it, it causes questions among people. With the way the prophet spoke, he told us that this manifestation of the top pool in power will not work perfectly now. He said, you wait until the denominations tighten up and they will press the bride. He said, when the bride is about to be pressed out, he said, what you see temporarily in my ministry will be manifested in its fullness. Many people concluded by saying, well, it is the bride that will manifest it. You are contrary to the scripture. All the first pool, the second pool, the third pool, they were all the ministry of William Mary O'Brien. Amen. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Sometimes people limit God. They will say, well, after all, the prophet has left us. You are ordinating God. At that time that he's referring to, there are events that are going to take place at that time. You know the dead in Christ shall rise first before the rapture. The prophet said, we will see some of our loved ones. And he said, when we see them around, then something tell you that something is at the corner. If we are going to see them around, but Abraham will be among them. Amen. Don't think I'm preaching something else. I know what I'm talking about. Any statement I made, I can show it to you in the message. That top pool, man, the top pool, which is the opening of the world. Who opened the world? Is Christ through William Mary O'Brien. The little thing he's talking about that we see in his ministry five times. Who did it? God did it through him. Amen. When it comes to our translation, don't rule out the dead. They will come up first. We that are here will be changed. Then there's going to be a convocation, both the resurrected and the changed one. Then supernaturally, we will meet with the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. So there are certain things that are going to happen that is evolving, Brother Abraham. If you look at the message very closely, there are things that are going to happen that are evolving him around the rapture time. Amen? May God help us. I say, may God help us. If we go to this the place we have just read in Revelation 10, you know the angel that came down from heaven had a book on his hand, open. The prophet told us that book is the Bible. That is what he told us. It's the Bible. And it was sealed with seven seals. The book that was sealed with seven seals is this Bible. According to the teachings of Brother Abraham. Are you following me? When the seals were revealed, the prophet said, the Bible becomes a new book. So the revelations, the serpent seed, how many people... Do you ever hear anything about serpent seed or the humane Brother Abraham message? No preacher knows nothing about it. The prophet called it a killer sermon. But it's the truth. It's been hidden there. You can't deny it. If you believe that the woman have a seed, then you must believe that there's a serpent seed because they are both here. May God help us. I say, may God help us. I have seen one thing that it look is our zeal to study this message is going down. It should not be. Because it is in this message that lays our rapturing faith. The prophet word statement he made, he said, the more you eat the word of God, the more you become the word of God. Epistolary that could be read of all men. The Bible says, let this gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ become our conversation. Not politics. That should not be our conversation. That is politics. But we are not even Nigerians. We are, our citizenship is from above. We are here as ambassadors for Christ. An ambassador of Nigeria to Ghana, do you know what he is representing there? He's representing the entire Nigeria. Whatever he does there, he is treated as a Nigerian. So, we be ambassadors. We are representing heaven and the kingdom of God on earth. They were asking Jesus, will you now establish the kingdom again? He said the kingdom of God does not come by observation. I think you should understand what he's saying. He said the kingdom of God is within you. The Bible teaches us that the Holy Ghost is the kingdom of God in your soul. Brother Brown taught us that. Brother Femi read something like that out for us the other day. He was saying, I'm fond of it. Of course, yes. I'm very fond of it. The prophet said it. Now, presently, the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ is presently a spiritual kingdom. Amen. And there are men and women already in that kingdom. Any man, any woman, any boy, any girl that is filled with the Holy Ghost is baptized into that kingdom. That is where, that kingdom is where Jesus ruled. That is why we cannot continue in sin. I confess we are in that kingdom. Anybody that is in that kingdom is free from sin. Amen. Even if women strip themselves without even pint, they will not entice sons of God. They are born of God. The Bible says Jesus was tempted in all ways, yet without sin. I will say he is the same yesterday and today and forever. He doesn't change in his nature. He cannot live above sin when he was in the flesh and come and be condemned or be defeated when he's in the spirit. By no means. Anybody that is born of God is born of holiness, is born of righteousness, is born of purity. That is why the prophet told us. The men, the women, the boys, the girls that are in that kingdom now, being a spiritual kingdom, he said they have dominion over sin. They have dominion over the flesh. And they have dominion over the world. And they have dominion over Satan. Study the message, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. When the prophet was preaching the message, respect, he said, what do we respect in each other? Is it your height? Is it your education? Is it your position in life? He said, we respect God that is in us. That's what I normally tell a couple when they are having issues. I say, remember, the grace that saved you, man, is the same grace that saved this woman. You must respect her, respect this woman as a daughter of God. Don't just think he's somebody you went and pay a few dowry on and you begin to think I'm the head, I'm the head. If Christ is not your head, you are a fake head. Because you will not rule the woman rightly. But if Christ is your head, he will actually teach you what this scripture meant. You as the head, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave his life. That's very deep. It's deeper than be subject to your husband as unto the Lord. Deeper than that. Christ loved all that he went through because of the joy that was set before him. He endured the contradiction of sinners against himself. It is written in their law that this virgin will give birth, the person will give birth to, will be called Emmanuel. The interpretation of Emmanuel is God with us. They changed their God to Beelzebub because of unbelief.
He was anointed with the Holy Ghost without measure. All that God, the fullness of the Godhead was in him. Amen.
The Pentecostal will say at the water baptism of John, the three were present.
It's unbelief.
They say the three were present. The Son was there. The Holy Ghost spoke from heaven. And, the Father spoke from heaven. And the Holy Ghost descended on. They called them three.
God is omnipresent. When Jesus was here, he was there at the same time.
May God help us. You tell a Jew that there are three persons in one God.
Number one, he made jest of you as an idol worshiper.
He will further make jest to say, which of the three is your God?
Because they know that here, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. The Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus Christ of the New.
Let's read John chapter 14. Please, this seven thunder issue is something that one can take for. Brother Sam is taking the exposition. Amen. Revelation 10.
And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud. And a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open. And he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth. I cried with a loud voice, like when a lion roared. And when he has cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders have uttered their voices, I was about to write. Remember, John was told to write what he see and hear. This is the only thing the voice told him, don't write. What is the thing that John wanted to write? If it was just a noise of thunder, brrr, what would he be writing? The prophet told us that the thunder is the voice of God. He told us that it's the voice of God. There are things that this seven thunder uttered which he wanted to write. What are the things? They are the revelations contained in the seven seals. He was not allowed to. If you read that thing all together, they are all symbols. You see white horse rider, black horse rider, red horse rider, pale horse rider. All those things are mysteries. But the Lord told the prophet what the white horse rider is, the black, the red, the pale. And the messages that they carry, which is all in symbols. But Abraham preached a little message, Revelation, Book of Symbols. Is that not so? He preached a message, Revelation, Book of Symbols. They are symbols. But the Lord had promised to give the revelations of those symbols what they meant. Amen? That is why the prophet told us, for instance, in a dream. He said that there are two kinds of dreams, mainly. He said one may be that is the one that comes from God. I'm not talking about when we overeat and we be climbing trees like monkeys in the night. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about where you have malaria and you'll be, all kinds of things. The one that comes from God, he says it's a direct dream that you know. Where God came to Joseph and said, take this boy and the mother to Egypt, for Herod will kill him. He doesn't need interpretation. Joseph understood, he took the woman, took the boy away before Herod came and killed children for 2 years down. It was after Christ. If God protects you, you are protected. Whether against Satan himself or his demons, none of them can harm you. What am I saying? Then, when Herod died, the same God came in a dream to Joseph. I said, the one that was after the life of the boy, he don't die, make una go back. That is God's message directly to you. You don't need interpretation. But the same prophet told us, if you have a dream that have symbols, they are symbolic. He said, you need a prophet to interpret that. He told us that. Symbolic dreams. Maybe your dream, you were in the midst of people from there, when I went to water, from water, when I go to market, from market, when I go, you know, all those are symbols. They mean something. It takes a prophetic office to go to God and find out what those things meant. But Abraham was down-hearted, honest man. That is why one time God told him he should be more sincere. He didn't tell him he should be sincere. He knew he was sincere. He said he should be more sincere. A sister brought a dream before the prophet. He said, this is the dream I had. He came back, says, where is the interpretation of my dream? The prophet said, you sit down. He said, your father and your mother, they retired. They are following this ministry. He said, if I tell you this dream of faith, and that will make you to lose confidence in me, because it may mean something else. If God didn't tell me, I can't tell you. But today, the crop of prophets we have in the message are witch catchers. Witch catchers. If the Holy Ghost tell a man you have a witch and he argue, something supernatural must happen. You want to argue with God? When Peter told Ananias, he said, is that all you sold the land? He said, yes. He said, why did you allow Satan to put it in your heart to lie against them before the Holy Ghost? When the land was there, was it not your own? When you sold it, was it not within your power to declare the whole thing? Why did you remove part of it? Right away he died. Sister Ananias was a late comer to church. The Bible says about 3 hours after that, or something of that nature. Forget the number of hours now. She was coming to the church. You see, that is why I believe husband and wife be one. Be one in righteousness. Not be one in unrighteousness. If your husband is lying, tell him, say, this thing where you they talk, now lie. I'm not part of it. If that woman has disagreed with that man, I'm telling you, she would not have died. But they both agreed. Don't be one with your husband in unrighteousness, in malice, in backbiting, in gossiping. Tell the fellow, this is stop. This thing you are saying is gossip. Let us pray for the fellow. Period. The sister come. They come fellowship. They don't bury the husband. No. When he come, now Peter said, hello, Sister Ananias. He say, yes, pastor. Say, you are just coming. Say, you see, I'm a little late today. Say, okay. The land where we now sell, is that the amount? He said, yes, so. He said, the feet of those people who were to bury your husband, they are just coming in. They will carry you out. And off she went. What I am saying, if God truly tell a man, you are a witch, the man cannot deny. Listen to what I'm saying. It is the assignment, it is the ministry of the prophet, which is the ministry of the Son of Man. It tells of thousands of times that it happened. Did anybody argue? Sometimes he will tell the person, he said, you are afraid that I'm going to expose what your habit is. If we expose it anyhow, he says smoking. Nobody had jump up and say what you say is a lie. There was a sister, it's like I know Brother Joseph's house. And somebody is in the assignment, he said, Brother Joseph is living in a job. When we finish, I say, Brother Joseph, you could have told that man you are not living in a job. Brother Joseph will tell me, day for yesterday, we moved to a job. The Holy Ghost never tells lies. Is the Almighty God. He knows the ending from the beginning. You know the Bible tells us that a time is coming that the thoughts of the heart of all of us shall be made open. Our thoughts, he says, speaks louder in heaven than our words. So know the type of thought you entertain. May God help us. If a bad thought is coming to your heart, pray it out. Resist it. The Bible says if you resist the devil, he will walk away. He will flee. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. We are still expecting the third vision to happen. It's in future. It's a promise of God. Those are very controversial things, but they are not controversial. Because anything that is futuristic, just fold your hands. Whatever you believe in it, hold your peace. It will come to manifestation. Where the prophet preached one time, I call Pope Antichrist. There were reactions. It's the whole place. How can he be calling Pope? You know the way the Pentecostal, the whole world, the religious world carried Pope. How will he be calling him Antichrist? The prophet did not withdraw what he said. Pope today is manifesting for truly that is the Antichrist. He said the Bible is too old. It can no longer meet our needs. Is that what God said? God will judge the entire world with this Bible. This Bible. God will not judge anybody with a church. No, our church is the best. I don't know what we are talking about. There is no holy man. There is no holy church. It is the Holy Ghost in the man that matters. It's the Holy Ghost in the church that matters. When the Holy Ghost came upon the mountain was referred to as Holy Mountain. When the Holy Ghost was in the burning bush and the grasses were not being consumed, the same Holy Ghost told Moses, remove your shoes. The ground you are standing is holy ground. Wherever the Holy Ghost come upon, that place is holy. If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you are holy. We are not ashamed to say it. It is the work of God. It is what he has done. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, which can only be in Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you are a new creature. All things associated with the Adamic nature, whether smoking, drinking, flirting with women, lying, gabbling, all kinds of rubbish and nonsense in the calendar of unrighteousness and sin, they are gone. Everything becomes new. That is why women don't dress in trousers. Nowadays, they have even graduated from trousers to shorts. It's something that they're supposed to wear, you know, underneath. They wear it come out. They are not even ashamed because they are anointed by unclean spirit. When an unclean spirit is on somebody, he believes it unclean. When a Holy Spirit is on somebody, he believes it holy. That is what our prophet taught us. Blessed be his holy name. God bless you. I'm sorry for deviating from seven thunders to pass a few other comments. Please carry the revelation of the seven seals. I read it too. I know all that the prophet said. I don't think many of us even know. Many of us even know what the what did he call it? No, I just mentioned that something. What the prophet called it? He said the seven thunder. That seven seal, he said, is the voice of God, is the coming of the Lord. It's the millennium. He cover everything. You know? Hallelujah. So you can't tie it to one thing. The tall pool. The manifestation of the tall pool. Spoken word in manifestation. Scourges. The prophet spoke as scourges came. The prophet spoke in Atirite's house. He gave salvation to the two boys of Atirite. Oh, glory to God. We are safe and secure. Don't worry. No matter what the devil had in stock, our God is greater than the devil. Anytime, any day. So shalom to your soul. Shall we bow our heads? Lord, we are grateful unto you. For the message of our day, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you adoration. Though you have taken your servant, he's off the scene. But we know so many things you attach to him that are yet to happen. We are not doubting at all
because we know you are God, you can do all things. We remember when Samuel died, I was buried for a long time. When the need came at that time, that he should be consulted, he still came out with a mantle as a prophet, and he prophesied. And the prophecy that he gave came to pass exactly. Your prophet said, death does not change the nature of a man. He only changed your dwelling place. Help all of us. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. And refill us with the Holy Ghost. For that is the power of service. That is the power to pray. That is the power what gives us ability to understand spiritual things. It's an assurance from God. We are grateful. We are thankful. As many as are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus, may you answer prayers. May you fill them, Lord. Those already filled, may you refill them, Lord. The sick and the afflicted, you are the Lord, that God that healed all our diseases. Thank you for the testimony of our sister this morning. Your prophet said, cancer has no cure but Christ. For you are the Lord our God, you healed all our diseases. Whatever sickness we have, give our faith to take you at your word. Thank you, our Father. As we leave the rest of the services into your hands, may they continue to be a blessing. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.